Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is on Ramadan, a month of the Quran and giving. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the possessor of Jalal, which is divine majesty and rigor and nobility, the one who has favored us to partake of this blessed month of Ramadan. He is the one who's encouraged us to spend therein and to recite and contemplate the Quran. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And I testify that our Sayyid, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the prophet of Allah and his messenger. May the peace and blessings be upon him and upon whomsoever follows them and him in the last until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, to embody the taqwa of Allah, for verily he says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O you who have believed, fasting has been decreed upon you as it was decreed upon those who came before you, in order that you may become righteous. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Indeed, the month of Ramadan, in addition to being a month of fasting, is a month of the Quran. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتِ مِنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and a criterion. So in addition to fasting, brothers and sisters, this is a month in which we have to engage with the Quran. For it is reported that in the nights of Ramadan, the angel Jibreel used to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teach him the Quran. And this in turn points to the increased importance of studying and reciting the Quran in this month. So let us have no doubt that to recite the Quran and to ponder upon its meanings is from the best forms of worship we can be engaged in this month, and amongst the deeds that carry the greatest of reward. And it's for this reason that the Sahaba, the Tabi'un, who are the generation after the Sahaba, and all of the scholars and the righteous who would follow them, would especially increase their recitation of the Quran in the month of Ramadan and seek to renew and revive their relationship with it through pondering it, through studying it, and reflecting deeply upon its verses. What does it mean to reflect upon its verses? It means to dive into its meanings, to understand the meanings that are behind the various ayat, verses, which in turn also mean pointers. Pointers that point towards certain goals that we are meant to embody in ourselves, eventually resulting in a high standard, a lofty standard of character. Characteristics such as sincerity, characteristics such as being trustworthy, characteristics such as being merciful, characteristics such as being modest, having piety and joining relationships between our relatives, being tolerant of others, having mutual love and affection amongst ourselves, and encouraging and supporting each other towards righteousness and forbidding that which is wrong. All of these characteristics are amongst the characteristics that could be summatively called the character of the Quran. And this in turn was encompassed and brought into being through the character of our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's narrated that one of the Sahabi asked Aisha radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, and said, can you inform me about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And she responded by saying, do you not read the Quran? And that Sahaba said, yes, of course I do. And then she responded by saying, the character of the Prophet was the Quran. In other words, his khuluq, his disposition, his character was the Quran made flesh. Just as he was the one who was the Rasul bringing forth the message was embodied and encapsulated through him. So whoever reads the Quran and really gets its fruits ends up imbibing some of this lofty character. This is the yardstick by which we know how much of the Quran is really impacting our hearts. How much of the Quran is going beyond the surface level recitation and becoming a part of the deepest part of the core of who we take ourselves to be. Time and time again, the Quran itself says that this message is only taken by ulul albab, the people of a core, people of the deepest hearts. And the Quran itself says that if we have the kin of locks upon our hearts, then we will not be able to understand the meanings that are in the Quran. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this regard and to become, as he said, the people of Allah. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, indeed Allah has his people from creation. And when he was asked, and who are they, O Messenger of Allah? And he said, the people of Allah are the people of the Quran and his elect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً يَرْجُونَ تِجَارَةً لَنْ تَبُورُ لِيُوَفِّيَهُمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. Indeed, those who recite the Book of Allah and establish the prayer and spend in His cause out of what we have provided for them secretly and publicly, they are those who can expect a reward that will never perish. In this blessed verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those of His slaves and worshippers who recite the Quran and those who give much charity and goodness, seeking to purely glorify their Lord and to bring happiness to the hearts of those in need. Brothers and sisters, this is a month of the Quran and it's a month of giving. Many of the scholars have said that when Ramadan comes about, then know that it is fasting, reciting the Quran and feeding the poor. So we find in this country, we find a campaign has been initiated called 100 million meals that has been initiated to contribute to overcoming the problem of hunger in the world. We also have a Ramadan campaign launched by the Hilal Ahmar, the Red Crescent, the UAE Red Crescent, to support initiatives of good and to participate in allowing for people to be part of convoys of mutual support and aid. So let us take advantage of the nafahat, these breezes that come our way and these opportunities to partake in good and to earn reward and to draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month. And let us send our peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seal of all the prophets. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, his companions, all of them. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself, for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.